Good morning, everyone. Good Erev Shabbos. Just a quick Devar Torah. When the Torah introduces Korban Chatas, the Torah uses a very strange word. Korban Chatas is obviously one of the central, if not the central Korban. Mishkan is there to facilitate penitence and tshuva. So the Torah introduces a series of Korban Chatas with the word v'nefesh, rather than the word Adam, which was employed before, or Ish ki akrev mikem. So Chazal note the term nefesh, point to Chazal, more spiritual, more of your neshama, more of something beyond the ish or the adam. And you would think that sin isn't traced to your spiritual side. Sin is because of your physical side, because of your desires, because of your lusts, because of your bodily needs, because of your psychological weaknesses. And we never buy into that dichotomization. That's a dichotomization from other religions, that the spirit is pure and the body is flawed, and all sin stems from the body, and all spiritually high moments are only centered on the spirit. Chazal talk about a metaphor where a king asks two people to watch his orchard. One is lame and one is blind. And when the king comes back, the fruit had been stolen. So the king looks at the blind man and says, well, I can't see. How could I get the fruit? And he looks at the lame man, and the lame sentry says, well, I can't walk. The king says, I know what happened. The lame man climbed on the blind man and directed him, and they walked, and they stole the fruit. So the Asid Lava, Kodesh Baruch Hu, asks us about our failures, and the body says, it's not my fault, ever since I'm dead in the ground, I haven't sinned, it's the spirit. And then the Neshama says, look, it's not my fault, ever since death, I've been in Shemayim with you. So Hashem says, you know what, I'll once again fuse the body and the spirit, and you'll both be punished, or you'll both be accountable. So in our quest to be Ovdei Hashem, it's really important not to create that dichotomization, not to lay all the blame. The problem with dichotomization is twofold. First of all, you'll never solve sin, because all sin stems from something deeper than body. The expression of sin is not necessarily the root of sin. The root of sin is a very deep psychological, dry, deep spiritual desires. It's not just based on the weakness of the flesh and the weakness of the body. So to really change yourself, you have to understand how you're wired and why you fail and why you continue to fall into habits, or else you'll just be nipping the symptoms rather than dealing with the root. Second of all, not just when you're trying to understand the pathology and the recovery from sin, but in general, our experiences in life are much more fused than this dichotomization would suggest. We don't go through life as spirit and body. We go through life as one. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, according to the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, when we make the Baruch Hava Sheyartzach, Rofechol Basar, Umafli La'asos. So we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's medicinal intervention, but what is Mafli La'asos? What is that a reference to? What special art that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrate, the Ramah says, the capacity to take two totally different elements, body and soul, and fuse them so deeply that they're almost indiscernible. If you take a second, you think, well, there's really two me's here. There's my body, then there's my neshama, but you don't normally feel that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pasted them together so inextricably that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. But in our life and experience, we don't dichotomize, we don't polarize. We have experiences, and we want to be firm with our bodies. We want the entire system to be integrated. So the danger of dichotomization is not just how we deal with sin and chait. The danger of compartmentalization is if we start to cellularize our experience rather than create a holistic experience that's all encompassing. So that's in the word v'nefesh, because also in the word v'nefesh.